I mean, okay, I get it. Miss Dominican, there's a pageant. We have Mr. Penguin every year. But I read the mission statement, and I had a chance to talk to the president of BSU. And in my opinion, the way that she set it up, at least to me, was that it was supposed to be an event to empower women. And that's great. I'm all for it. I'm a feminist inside and out. I have a lot of friends that would love to go to an event that empowers women. But are we really empowering women when we're going to sit down and watch, you know, women fight for a prize or a token? I'm posing that to you guys. I have no answers once again, but I don't really know how I feel about that. It made me feel uncomfortable to know that there was a competition and there was a goal and there was something to get at the end of all this. You know, like, I want to know that when I'm empowering women or when I sit down in front of this mic and talk about being gay and then try to empower all of those gay individuals on Dominican's campus, that my goal, my outcome, everything that I preach about is uplifting, not competition or any type of hatred towards, for instance, straight people. That's not the deal. It's not to uplift one particular person or a part of the group. It's to lift up everybody. You know, if you're wondering about gay topics or gay issues or what it means to be gay in Marin County, you should be able to listen to my show and get at least a glimpse. Not the whole thing, but a little glimpse of what that means. And I felt like when I was sitting in the audience, because I only sat for about like a couple minutes and then I had to like bounce because it was just too much for me, but that wasn't the case. You know, there were girls that felt like, after talking to some of them, that they kind of made a fool out of themselves, or people that went to support their friends that weren't comfortable with what their friends were a part of. So for me, it didn't send the best message. I thought a better message could have been sent if we were going for women empowerment. A lot of people wanted to compare Ms. Dominican to Mr. Penguin, and the two, in my opinion, are not comparable. You can't compare a male beauty pageant that is making fun of beauty pageants and where the goal is to make money for Make-A-Wish to an event where, you know, the goal is to make money for a club, which is not bad. It's good. You know, we're putting money back into BSU, but where there's a prize and there's a token more than bragging rights for the year. I don't know. I'm asking you guys, how do you guys feel about that? How do you feel about someone being able to win a Chrome, or like, it's literally like Apple TV, but it's made by Google, and bragging rights for the year? One that goes for a club and one that goes for Make-A-Wish. Tell me how you feel about it. Please comment below if you are watching this on YouTube, and feel free to message me on any of the social media I've listed, which is on YouTube at Fabulously Yanni T. There's a lot of different social media that connects me on that page, as well as even hitting me up on Instagram at Yanni T, I think it is. Yeah, that's me. Or Yanni T93. That's me on Instagram. So tell me how you feel about it. I mean, I could be totally off, you know. It could be that girls prefer to compete rather than sit and have a forum. I don't know. I've been always about sitting down, having a conversation. I don't know if a lot of you remember, but one of the most incredibly well put together female forums that has ever, in my opinion, happened, at least in my 4 years at Dominican University, was 1 Billion Rising. And I had the, you know, the brilliant opportunity to be a part of it. And it was unforgettable for me, standing in front of an auditorium of people that were there for not just empowering women, but speaking out on how violence is not good and how, you know, everyone should be able to have control over, you know, their bodies. And, you know, women shouldn't have to worry about, you know, their spouses beating them in domestic violence. So with all of that, you know, it's really hard for me to look at this event and not feel something different, you know? 1 Billion Rising was amazing, and I just received an email that we may be doing it again. If anybody can clarify that would be great. If you can post it on Facebook, all types of stuff, I would love that, because it made me reach deep inside myself. You know, what was it, 2 years ago? Yeah, I was a sophomore. I cut off all my hair. But it it gave me an opportunity to really reach down deep and really think about not my life, but everybody else's life, and write a poem that didn't just talk about me, but talked about all the women that I've heard about growing up. The other thing is, can we support Vagina Monologues? If we're going to talk about, you know, supporting, you know, women and empowering them, Vagina Monologues, people, go out and support. This is a play that happens almost every year across the globe, that is developed by Eve Ensler. It's a book, and she took down different women's stories about how they felt about their vaginas, from, you know, let it be hairy to letting it, you know, have a reaction that you want, and understanding, you know, what it does and how it smells and how it is. And I think the book is great because it sparks a piece, I think, in every woman that their body is beautiful. And yeah, it's as small as talking about vaginas, but it's a lot more than that. It's talking about being a woman and being proud of it. Go out and support. It's here on campus, guys. Come on. It's the 12th and the 13th, right before Valentine's Day, because we all know V-Day is not about Valentine's. It is about vaginas, baby. So come out, support the Drama Club, who's putting on the lovely production, and all of the amazing efforts that they're making to really shed light on a very important issue, as well as tell someone else's story and someone else's truth. So yeah, please do that. I'm going to take a couple minutes break, but I will be back with my next topic, which is gay okay, especially here and especially in the fashion? Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. He's coming. I'm confused to I'll spend my forever with her. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a toe tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny still standing with a note, with a note. That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act managed, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when those cry. Do you hear them, love? Do you hear them, love? Do you hear them? And if my shit go down, tell me who will it was. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No! It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. And that was Autumn Leaves by Chris Brown featuring Kendrick Lamar, like one of my favorite songs that just came out right now. It's off of Chris Brown's new album. Crazy enough, he put that together and it's amazing. But let's talk about gay fashion. I mean, there's this new trend out right now, and I call it my personal confusion, because everyone is wearing flannel, and I cannot handle it anymore. I mean, it's crazy how, like, what I call it, I mean, with the boyfriend jeans, the flannel shirts, everyone rocking loafers, I call it the dyke look, is officially in and is totally cool and pop and culture right now. So when I go out, and I'm like, at least when I used to go out, I would be prepared to, like, look at people, see that they dress like me, and it's like, oh, I can give them a nod. I can be like, sup, you're gay too? Oh, okay. And we keep moving. But that's not, you're not able to do that anymore. You know, I see, like, teenage, like, teeny bopper kids in, like, flannel, and I'm like, oh, no, that definitely is not, nope, I'm wrong. Okay, let's keep walking. But, I mean, I think it's great because it's opened up this new avenue of, in my opinion, androgynous style and the crossover between gender and clothing. I am really excited about one person in particular. Her name is Ari Fitz. Oh my God. I am absolutely positively in love with this woman's fashion and the statements that she is now making throughout the world about what fashion is and what it means to her. Ari Fitz is originally from the Real World. So if you watched Real World, what was it? 29 or 20, I cannot remember. But she was on the one where they brought it back to San Francisco, and she was on Real World Explosion with her and her girlfriend Ashley. And there was, to me, a very cool and exciting scene, as well as episode, that really targeted Ari and her fashion and what it meant and how she dressed and how she looked. A lot of people assumed that she was a trans man, originally, confused by, like, the way that she had this androgynous look to her and her bone structure and just her body in general. So what I was thinking was, like, super hot and, like, sexy on a girl. You know, the rest of the world is like, wait, is she, like, trans? You know, like, I'm confused. But it's this entire movement towards andro style. And after leaving the Real World, Ari Fitz decided to do something incredible, which is, she developed her own YouTube channel surrounded by the ideas of, you know, tomboy-ish and tomboy wear and what that means. And the entire web series is called Tomboyish. It comes out every Tuesday on Ari Fitz's YouTube channel. You can just look up Ari Fitz and you'll find her. But I love it because she sheds light on this important fashion statement that women are choosing to make. She talks about jeans and how they're supposed to fit, and interviews all different types of women from all different types of backgrounds and how they wear their andro clothes. From women who are large chested to women that have a little bit more of a femme look to them, to, you know, rappers in the industry, to femme girls that like andro versus, like, women that identify as stud. And don't worry, at the end of this segment, I will go over all of those terms and what they mean. I don't want to leave you guys all hanging because some of this verbiage is not clear to everyone. But I think she's setting a really good light on, you know, style and what it means, and what it especially means to gay women, which I find so empowering. I mean, when a gay woman gets to put on, you know, a male button-up, it doesn't just stand for, like, oh, she's trying to dress like a guy, but it's already a weird world that's been opened up to queer women in general on how they can dress and or behave, that it just becomes a part of who you are by design. You know, like, it's like when you put on your favorite pair of shoes. Doesn't matter who you are and who your sexuality is and what your sexuality is. It just matters that when you put on those shoes, it, like, it becomes you and you just get excited. And I'm going to be honest, as a queer woman, I definitely have dabbled in clothing because it opened up my mind. I had never before coming out realized that the world is kind of my oyster. Like, I'm not forced into wearing tight pants. I'm not forced into wearing a dress. I don't even have to wear a skirt if I never want to wear a skirt again. I can wear whatever I want to wear. You're not stuck with stigmas of gender and your orientation as closely. Now, don't get me wrong. There are stigmas and all kinds of stuff that I'm going to touch on right now about being gay and what you're supposed to wear and what you're wearing and how it dictates your behavior. For instance, if I were to walk outside in a button up, some men's pants, men's shoes, it's going to be expected that I am a stud and or lesbian for sure, but that I'm the dominant person in my relationship and or, quote, wanting to be masculine. That's what someone else told me the other day. They were like, oh, all those girls want to be masculine. That's not what that means. That means she got up this morning and that's what she felt comfortable putting on. I know stud women or women who dress in that masculine way or androgynous way, in my opinion, because the fact that they're a woman wearing men's clothes already makes the entire, you know, idea of androgyny. But I know girls like that who are bi. They date men and they wear whatever they want when they get up in the morning, but still date guys. Like, what you wear doesn't dictate who you are, but who you are dictates what you're gonna wear and what you feel comfortable in. I have always been a girl that's wanted to wear button-ups, but button-ups with skirts and high knee socks and more probably like loaferish style shoes, because to me that just speaks 50s and hot and, you know, andro, and could care less about society and how they dictate that I should dress. It goes against the grain, but given my body type, I'm heavy chested for those who don't know me, I can't do that, and I have taken the back seat on what I can and can't wear because my body's type does matter. So when you see a girl walking down the street, instead of dictating her sexuality and or personality and or behavior, how would you just think to yourself that, you know, she's whatever she wants to be, and she just happens to be wearing a kick butt pair of men's shoes. If you want to know more about tomboyish and andro wear and how it affects people, please look up Ari Fitz. She has so many people that she's collabed with that talk about it. I mean, they go from talking about clothes to wear out to men knowing that like their girlfriends want to borrow pieces and how some male pieces look really good on feminine women and what that means and all of that stuff. She goes from straight to gay, all in between, feminine wear to more masculine wear, all in one breath. And it's amazing eye opener on style and how it actually affects a human being. So I encourage everybody to look her up. But for some of the words that I have used, for some of the different terms that I've used, I threw out their stud and androgynous. I think I also threw out femme, and I probably also threw out chapstick. Those are references of the spectrum of style, in my opinion, of the spectrum of style within the LGBT community, referring to queer women. So what I've learned and how I'm going to, you know, introduce this today, femme is most feminine wear, stud is most masculine wear, and in the middle is androgyny, and somewhere between feminine wear and androgyny is this idea of chapstick. That can be from makeup to nails to shoes. Anything that you consider style or styling is a determining factor in where you fall on this spectrum. Now, and it's great that everyone wants to throw out labels because it makes it a lot easier to understand each other and how to relate to each other and knowing what each other wants. But I also think that labels put you in a box. Because I'm one of those girls that has, over time, had to develop a label, I always say that I'm a chapstick because I definitely like a pair of heels and a really, really tight dress. But there are other days where I'm in sweatpants, Nikes, a sweatshirt, and I have been mistaken for a man from the back. And that's totally okay with me because I wear what I'm comfortable in, not what someone else is going to dictate that I should be wearing. So, you know, it's a great place to be, and I am very glad for it. But look around and check out all the people that you see. And instead of, you know, thinking to yourself that somebody in a miniskirt has some behavior and somebody in a really nice pair of loafers has a different type of behavior, how about take somebody for who they are? And that goes for men too. I mean, I've heard the phrase twink used to like bear in terms of, you know, the G part of the LGBT, the gay men scene. And, you know, that's great. Once again, labels make for a better understanding and a better acknowledgement of who people are. But don't put someone else in a box. Let them put themselves, you know, there. I know some guys who have some more twink-ish like clothing who are just a little bit larger, and they're not necessarily like a very bear-like man. They just, you know, it's just their size and, you know, what they actually are versus, you know, their style choice and things like that. So be open to everybody and love everybody. By doing that, you open up for those who are bi and trans to actually truly find out who they are and what that means. I mean, if clothing and the genderizing of clothing were to end, imagine all those trans kids that grow up not knowing, you know, who they are, what they are, feeling that as if they're not normal when they are, because, you know, clothing has a gender. I mean, imagine if you take that away, how kids growing up can actually figure out who they are at probably a younger age and feel more comfortable about it too. It opens the door for a lot of conversation and a lot of, you know, intercommunication, not with other people, but within yourself. So I prompt everybody to look at Ari's channel, because it's like one way of looking inside that world and just understanding it just a little bit more. And for a lot of people, I think it'll be easy, because you're looking at it from a standpoint of women wearing men's clothing rather than men wearing women's clothing. In a patriarchal society, it is totally okay for a woman to try to be like a man, but for a man to be like a woman, no go. And I will go on a tangent on that another day, but check out Ari Fitz and tell me what you think. Once again, hit me up on social media and YouTube and my Instagram. I would love to hear you guys' comments. I should probably just set up a message board so that people can comment back to me. And before I get into my next topic, my final topic of today's radio show, I know it was short, but it's just the opener for the semester, guys. I don't have a co-host today. But I'm going to take another break, and we are going to get into some Tegan and Sarah and then some fun topics about me. I will finally do the TMI tag that I've been putting off but making all of my co-hosts do. So stay for the break and then hear what I have to say after. These words are my own. They're from my heart. We'll be right back. Tegan and Sarah Downtown off of their album So Jealous, which is like one of my favorite albums. I just saw them on tour this past semester, and it was like the concert to me of a lifetime. They told all the stories of all the different songs basically and the way they performed it, and I just remember how they affected me the very first time I listened to them and how they're still affecting me now. So I definitely want to give a shout out every probably time that I'm on the radio to Tegan and Sarah, because dang, for all of the gay music that I listen to, they're in my opinion the very best. But on to me keeping it real and talking about me on the air and be honest about it. Let's do the TMI tag. I've made every other co-host on the show do it, so I might as well pull up the big britches and do it myself. So I had a friend pick them out randomly for me, and here are the 6 questions. I know I make a lot of other people just do 5, or I think in some cases I've even done 3, but I'm going to do 6 for the sake of asking some hard questions. So the first question that my friend picked for me was, have I ever had a terrible breakup? The answer is yes. In my opinion, it probably wasn't that terrible because I think we're better off, but it definitely sucked because I was across the pond in Europe when it happened, and it is really hard to break up with somebody long distance. Also easy because you don't have to see them, but that means that the breakup kind of is long because it doesn't end until, you know, you give the person all their stuff back. So, yeah, it sucked, but I'm glad I had it, and I'm glad I went through it. Taught me a lot of things. Do I have any tattoos? No, I do not have any tattoos. I do want 2, one with my sister, which we're getting anchors together because I have used the analogy several times about describing my family, that I'm a boat on the ocean, and my parents have always been my wind. They push my sail and they make me achieve greatness, but my sister has always been the person to anchor me back home and to throw in, you know, the realistic, shut up, stop dreaming that big, because this is the reality that we're in, or to let go and really let me kind of sail where I want to, because it's totally okay to do so. So yeah, me and my sister are going to get anchors, and I'm so glad that I have her. My favorite show on television. My favorite show is probably right now, I would have to say The Fosters. I mean, that's a show that I can't, if I miss an episode, I'm tripping about missing that episode. I love the character who plays Lena, and I cannot think of her at the top of my head. Her hair, I have like hair envy over that woman. And I love, my other favorite character on the show is Jude. He is so cute and he's going through so much, but his story I think is great for young audiences. My favorite song. Well, I mean, I feel like my favorite song always changes. But currently my favorite song is Thinking Out Loud, because my girlfriend and I sat in a car one day and sang it at the top of our lungs, and it like made like song history for me. So obviously that is like number one in the books right now. Qualities I look for in a partner. I gotta narrow it down. No, but I would say the qualities that I probably look for in a partner is someone who is respectful of me, supportive of me, trusting, reliable, and loving. Not just doing those when it's convenient, but doing it when it's inconvenient. And life happens. Life happens all the time. And one thing that I believe is that a partner should be a friend. So if you don't have someone that does all those things, which is usually what I expect out of a friend, someone who respects me, supports me, and loves me, you know, like, I don't really want to have you as a partner, you know? So I want someone who's a friend and more, basically. What is my favorite color? for the longest time, I thought my favorite colors were red and green. And I have stuck that to that for like now 4 years. Not in terms of Christmas colors. I'm not a big fan of holiday colors. I think they're outplayed. But I thought that it would be the two of those. But everyone has now been telling me that it seems like my favorite color is rainbow and orange, because that is everything I own. It's either rainbow or it's orange, and it's the same color of orange. I keep on buying it, not realizing that it's the same color and thinking that they're going to be different colors, and it's always the same. So, I mean, it's working out. But yeah, that would be my favorite color. And those are the six questions. I have answered all of them, given a little bit of detail, but put my own spin on it. But that to me is, you know, how I feel about the TMI tag. And next week I will have a co-host so that it's not so boring and me talking into a mic for a very long period of time. I prefer bouncing off people much more. But we have talked about a large array of things today, from what's going on in Dominican with the Miss Dominican pageant and what it means versus the Mr. Penguin pageant, and how I just, if there was a different message once again, I feel like I'd feel a little bit better. But I want you guys to tell me what you got out of it, so I'm not feeling a certain way when, you know, there was a message or there's something I could have like held on to that would have made the pageant probably a little bit better for me. So let me know. Once again, hit me up at Fabulously Yanni T on YouTube. Search me, find me, message either my inbox, my Google account, as well as comment on the video, because I'll be posting it, even though I think my camera stopped recording me, but it's okay. It's totally fine. We can hang with that, with whatever we captured. We also talked about today fashion and gay fashion and what that all means, and, you know, really respecting women and how they want to dress, as well as men and how they want to dress. Gender is not something you have to stick to in terms of fashion, man. I mean, socially, yeah, it's a little bit on the like the, oh, you're stepping out of the box side, but is it really that socially taboo in 2015 for a woman to be wearing men's pants or for a man to be wearing women's pants? I know men, straight men, who are walking around in tight but skinny jeans. So is it really that big of a deal? So please, on that topic alone of fashion and tomboyish and andro wear and the crossover of women to men in this entire industry of fashion, please check out my girl Ari Fitz. She's amazing, outstanding in my opinion, at really shedding light on this, you know, event as well as issue that is happening right now in pop culture. And I also did a TMI tag of myself. I answered six questions, telling you a little bit more about me, and I will keep doing it the rest of the semester. I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to keep it real from here on out. So you can expect at least once every time I'm on here talking about a little bit more about me and who I am. So as always, I say this in my vlogs, and I'm going to say it here. Live, learn, and love. And don't forget to pay it forward. Someone told me a couple of weeks ago when I watched the vlog that they want to challenge everyone to pay it forward. And I challenge you. So I'm going to pay it forward right now to say that you are a beautiful human being. To those who are listening, you have something inside you that is none other. You are one of a kind. You cannot be duplicated. And thank you so much for listening, taking the time to hear my voice, and being a part of my day. And I really want to thank you for that. And I want to suggest that you pay it forward by doing something kind for three other people during their day tomorrow. All right, that's me, Yanni T, and that is it for tonight, guys. I will be back Monday at 6 to 7 with The Curved Life. As always, talking about what it's like here, Dominican, gay, okay, and keeping it real with you and my next co-host. All right, have a fabulous night. Was it real or was it all in my head?
just playing games. Boy, I just gotta know, was it all in my head?
This story, what information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brain. Yeah. Like a train in the distance, train, train.